I want to talk to you this morning from Isaiah chapter 63. We begin at verse 7. If I lived anywhere close, I'd come here if Ken couldn't preach a lick just to hear Jane play the piano. If you would stand with us this morning. This is the prophet Isaiah. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all of their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with a shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? As the beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Would you ask God to help us? Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be in the house of God today. I pray your blessings on this people this morning. Open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to the Word of God. Touch us with that sweet anointing this morning that makes preaching easy and effective and enjoyable. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Prophet Isaiah in verse 12. Says that the miracles that God performed by Moses in the Exodus and the wilderness experience was to make God a glorious name, an everlasting name. So I want to talk to you this morning about what's in a name. First of all, there is the identity. The name identifies who this person is. And then behind the name is a reputation. So in the Exodus and the wilderness experience, God was building himself a reputation. Throughout the Bible, names had a very significant meaning. As in Methuselah, the grandfather of Noah, his name means when he dies, the deluge will come. He lived 969 years, and when he died, the flood came. And when men's or women's names didn't meet God's criteria, he changed their name. He changed Abram's name to Abraham, and Sarai to Sarah, and Jacob to Israel, and Simon to Peter, and Saul to Paul. So God changed people's names. Man's chief aim should be to glorify and magnify the Lord and in return be blessed himself. God divined a system whereby God would make himself known to men intimately. And so he devised this thing where by divine revelation, he would let you know who he is. And then he invoked his covenant names to Israel. When Moses was confronting Pharaoh, God revealed himself as he never had before. The Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land." And God spoke to Moses and said unto him, "I am the Lord. I appeared unto Abraham and Isaac and Jacob by the name God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them." So he was Elohim, creator God, maker of heavens and earth. And he was known only to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by Almighty God. When he spoke to Moses by the burning bush, Moses says, "Well, who am I dealing with? Who are?" And he said, "I am that I am." And then when he gets into this confrontation with Pharaoh, God says, "I've never been known by my real name before, but I am Jehovah God." Would you give God a praise this morning? Amen. The name Jehovah is so revered by the Jews that they will not speak it, and they will not write it. So they know him as Yahweh or Hashem, which means the name. And the name is just so holy. And now God reveals himself through his mighty acts. All the great things that God did in the Exodus out of Egyptian bondage and in the 40 years of wilderness experience, God was building himself a reputation. And so when the Red Sea opened up for them and they walked across on the dry ground and the Egyptian army was drowned in that same water, then everybody, everywhere that the children of Israel went, they knew about this great God, Jehovah. And so the text says that these events would make him an everlasting name, a glorious name. And I believe that God is still doing things today to build himself a reputation that the entire world may know who God is. Hallelujah. So we just give every tribe and nation will know the name Jehovah God. Deuteronomy 31:1 says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye the greatness of our God." So God began to reveal himself to Israel through his covenant names. He is El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. He is El Elyon, Most High God. He is Adonai, Master. Eloheinu, our God. Every day, the Jews in Israel, they say the Shema. It's Deuteronomy 6:4. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Kod. It's, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." And they use the names there, Adonai and Eloheinu. And he is Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present. He is Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord our righteousness. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. He goes before us. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. He is Jehovah Rophe, the Lord that healeth us. How excellent is thy name in all the earth, the psalmist said. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let them praise his name in the dance. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. Hey, Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. But Jehovah, the God of Israel, desired to be known unto all of the world, not just to Israel. So he revealed himself to the Gentile world in his Son. Matthew 1:23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, bring forth a son, they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted as God with us. So the God of Israel reveals himself in Jesus. Matthew 1:19 says, "Then Joseph, the husband of Mary, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. And in a dream, God revealed to him that was conceived of the Holy Ghost that was in her. And he said, 'You shall bring forth a son, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.'" Well, how did Jesus get his name? The Bible says he obtained this name by inheritance. God the Father revealing himself in Jesus, being so much better than the angels, hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians says, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hallelujah. But what's in a name? If you're talking about Jesus, there is power and there is authority that is backed by heaven itself. Hallelujah. And all the power of the name is available to me and you. Praise be God. The Bible says, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, I will give it." Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. If any two of you will agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done for you of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there. Hallelujah. Since we're all involved in spiritual warfare, we need to learn how to use the name and the power and the authority of the name. It's the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. Mark 16 says, "He said unto them, 'Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. In my name they'll cast out devils.'" Y'all been casting out any devils lately? Use the name, hallelujah. "They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." About 6 months ago, a lady in my church said, "We have a week down on the Gulf, and we're not going to be able to go. We want you and Martha to just go down and enjoy yourself for a week." I had a 93-year-old woman in the hospital in Pell City, St. Vincent. She had a little gallbladder problem. And between home and the Gulf, I got a call and said, "Myrtle's been transferred to Trinity Hospital. Critical." Well, we got to the Gulf on Saturday night, and we watched Alabama play and then watched Auburn play, and got up the next morning. I told Martha, I said, "I got to go home." She said, well, you just got here. I said, but I have to go home. So we went over to Pensacola and had lunch. She said, well, just you need the rest. Just stay here tonight. We'll go home tomorrow. So Monday we got up and drove straight to Trinity Hospital. When we got there, Brother Stroop, Myrtle's been in a coma for 3 days. She's 93 years old. She has inoperable gangrene of the gallbladder. Her kidneys have shut down. A team of four doctors was in the room. We had to wait for him to get out. And they said, Myrtle will probably be dead in 8 hours, 2 days at the most. Her family said, we've already made arrangements. You'll be preaching her funeral over in Gardendale this week. I said, well, let's pray. We gathered around Myrtle. She's a sweetheart. I mean, she's one of these that give me flowers every Sunday morning, if you know what I mean. But we gathered around Myrtle's bed and said a little simple prayer, and Martha and I went home. And I went back Tuesday morning, and Myrtle's awake. I went back Wednesday morning, and Myrtle's talking. I went back Friday morning, and Myrtle's getting ready to go to rehab. I'm talking about the power of the name. What's in a name? A reputation and power and authority. The world needs to know him. And if we'd preach him like he is in his book, hallelujah, and tell of his glory and his authority and his power in the world would get to know him. Amen. Hallelujah. So if the world knew him, if they really knew him, if they only knew him, they would never do anything to stir his anger, and they would just run to him if they knew his great grace. Psalms 9 and 10 says, and they that know the name of the Lord will put their trust in thee. So what's in the name? If you're talking about Jesus, salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When Peter and John went up to the temple after Pentecost and healed a man been lame for 38 years, this same guy that Jesus walked by many times during his ministry, they wanted to know by what authority or what name have you made this man to walk. And when Peter said, you men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why you look on us so earnestly as if we did it? He said, the God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. And you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and His name, through faith in his name, has made this man whole. God still does it. Hallelujah. What's in a name? Deliverance. Demons tremble and flee at the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease die at the name of Jesus. Men and women receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit by praising the name of Jesus. The final revelation of God is very near. And John said, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Has a name written that no man knew but he himself. He's clothed in a vesture dipped with blood. His name is called the Word of God. Armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress in the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our text this morning read from Isaiah 63, beginning at verse 7. In the first verse of Isaiah 63, Isaiah sees a vision. And he said, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bosra? This is this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. And Jesus answers the prophet. And he said, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. And Isaiah said, well, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel and thy garments like him that treadeth the wine fat? And Jesus said, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood will be sprinkled on my garments. I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Isaiah saw the end and had a conversation with the commander-in-chief of the armies of heaven. I don't know if you watch the news. You should. What Isaiah prophesied many, many years ago is in the very near future. Russia has raised her ugly head again, threatening to enter Ukraine. And some folks are praying, Lord, keep Russia from doing that. I'm saying, let them come on down. The sooner the better. As soon as Russia comes down and all the Islamic nations of the world with her, the Bible says that 5 out of every 6 of their armies will be destroyed on the hills of Israel. And God is making himself a reputation. That little bitty plot of land on the Mediterranean Sea that we call Israel is going to be the center of the entire universe when Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Give God praise. God's building himself a reputation. He builds a reputation through me and you. So when the world sees me, and the world sees you, and they understand that these guys are Christian, they serve God, what kind of taste is that leaving in their mouth? I hate to even say this, but some places you go, and say, we don't want to be affiliated with Church of God. They got a bad reputation. That's a shame, isn't it, brother? We ought to be the most respected people in the world, because we have not only the power and the authority, but we have this great love and great grace that God has bestowed so freely upon us. And there's nothing facing you that God won't bring you through. I don't ever do anything to bring a reflection upon my God. So I'm careful. I'm very careful. Not that I mean so much, but he means so much to me. I've been trying to serve God for 45 years now. I've been saved every day of my life for 45 years. What? I said, I've been saved every day of my life for 45 years. You mean the enemy's never come at you? You've never been tempted? Sure, I'm just like you are. But there is grace for you in the name of our Lord. And you can make it through any and every situation. Hallelujah. Would you stand with us this morning? A majority of the world don't even believe in him. But in a few days, the entire world's going to know who Jehovah God of Israel is. Commander in chief of the armies of heaven. He's about to open his armory and make himself known in all the world.